found quite a few things in my career, but probably something more so than Sarah's lot, right? And I suppose it was the first time that I read the headline. Obviously, I've read it a lot since then, but it was the first time in 2000 that I read a headline, you know, Murdoch to fire Wade within days. It was in 2000, and that was over Sarah's Law. And I remember the team spirit of the paper, where you all who were there came alongside me and we fought for something we believed in. I remember when we saw all the news headlines that came in the next day, we were rubbish everywhere. And then there was an opinion poll which said 97% of the British public agree with you. And we were like, right, here we are, we're off and running. And so I feel very strongly exactly the same as you. And that's why I said mounting anger. And you know, I'm not saying, you know, this is not exactly the best time in my life. But I'm determined to get vindication for this paper and for people like you.
Will the paper come out again then once you've got vindication for it?
Well,
what I don't understand is, can't you see that you're, by your actions yesterday, you're calling our newspaper toxic, right? We're all contaminated by that toxicity, by the way we've been treated. But can't you see the bigger picture? We think we want to work for you again as well.
There's not an arrogance about you wanting to work for us again at all. I mean, I'm sorry if that came across. All I meant was that if any of you did want to, that I was going to try and find opportunities. But please believe me, there's no arrogance coming from this standpoint. But on your point about, you said, will the paper come out again? I mean, you know, we have a belief in journalism. We have invested in journalism through our history. Yes, we're in a very bad moment, but we will continue to invest in journalism. And we haven't made a decision on any new publications or strengthening or expanding existing ones yet. It's too soon. We just don't know what to do. But in those circumstances, I don't see there's any of you in this room here looking at me now that we wouldn't want to work, because we know there's no toxicity attached to you guys in the room. I mean, that's the sadness. It wouldn't be sad. We wouldn't all be feeling like this if you guys were up to your neck in it like previous colleagues. We wouldn't be feeling like this, would we?
Well, that